From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, April 28th. I'm Abby Larico. Artist and educator Carmen Colangelo integrates digital technology into his work, but he says he was skeptical when he made images for the first time with AI.
Beautiful. They were just beautiful, like seductively beautiful. I thought, oh, that's no good. I could tell right away it didn't have any soul to it. It just was an image, you know, it didn't have a meaning. It didn't have a reason to be in the world.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin digs into the artist's views on technology and creativity. That's coming up after this news on The Gateway. Severe storms brought high winds, heavy rain, and hail to the St. Louis area yesterday. The National Weather Service reported 60-mile-per-hour winds along a line that stretched from St. Anne to Arnold. At the height of the storms, about 47,000 people lost power in Missouri and Illinois. As of about 5 o'clock this morning, more than 22,000 Ameren, Missouri and 5,000 Ameren, Illinois customers still don't have electric service. That's according to the provider's outage map. Last night, forecasters issued several tornado warnings in both states. While they did not confirm any tornadoes in the St. Louis metro area, they will be surveying part of Clinton County, Illinois today, where the NWS says a tornado touched down last night near Carlisle. Forecasters say there is a slight chance for rain later tonight, followed by sunny and calm conditions for the rest of the week. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday in a case involving whether people can sue over the labeling of Bayer's Roundup herbicide. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum explains why the St. Louis-based legal fight could have nationwide implications.
When Bayer bought Monsanto, they inherited Roundup, which has been the subject of thousands of lawsuits. That includes a St. Louis jury award over not including a cancer warning on Roundup's label. But Bayer attorney Paul Clement argued that since the Environmental Protection Agency does not require that specific warning, states like Missouri are not allowed to impose additional labeling requirements.
Thus, Missouri law here requires something that not only is not required by federal law, but that federal law doesn't even allow.
If Bayer is successful, it could stymie thousands of similar lawsuits across the country based on pesticide and herbicide labeling. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis residents can now apply for a free city-issued ID card. These IDs allow people who may not have legal status in the U.S. to find a job or get housing. Board of Aldermen President Megan Green says the cards can also be used to access city services, to get discounts, or to open accounts with community partners like banks and small businesses. The IDs cannot be used to vote or to buy alcohol, tobacco, or marijuana. This Gateway card, no relation, is the result of an ordinance establishing a program to provide all St. Louis residents access to a free government-issued photo ID. Five St. Louis board members and several community groups are calling for a general strike this week. As St. Louis Public Radio's Katie Gravich reports, it asks participants to pause all economic activity, including work, school, and spending.
Alderwoman Daniela Velazquez was the first to support more than a dozen groups in St. Louis participating in the strike. She was joined by board members Rasheen Aldridge, Laura Keyes, Alicia Saunier, and board president Megan Green. Velazquez says she joined in solidarity with her constituents who are concerned about the war in Iran and an increased ICE presence in St. Louis.
I live in a progressive liberal ward, and I know that many of the things, particularly happening on the federal level, things on the state level like the income tax and state control of the police department are not things that the people who I represent are in favor for.
The Missouri Workers' Center and other organizations will rally and march at Allo Plaza near City Hall at 5:30 p.m. Friday. I'm Katie Gravich, St. Louis Public Radio.
Nike announced it will lay off more than 170 workers at a facility in St. Charles County. The Air Manufacturing Innovation Facility opened near Weldon Spring in 1991. It's one of three locations worldwide that produce the soles inside Nike's Air line of sneakers. In a notice posted with the state of Missouri, Nike said 172 people will be laid off by June 26th. The facility just completed a significant expansion in 2019, but Nike says sales have been slow in the past few years. Nike will also lay off workers at the two other plants that produce air soles in Vietnam and Oregon. a botanist who helped make the Missouri Botanical Garden what it is today, has died. Peter Hamilton Raven was president and director of the garden for nearly four decades until his retirement in 2010. He died Saturday at the age of 89. Among other things, he opened the Japanese and children's gardens, tripled the garden's herbarium, and expanded its library. Raven also made the botanical garden into an international research program, growing the number of scientists there from just a handful to nearly 500. Raven was also involved in several environmental efforts that included helping to establish the Danforth Center for Plant Science and a network of gardens dedicated to conserving native plants. He also played a key role in the group Seed St. Louis, which creates community gardens around the city. Officials with the Missouri Botanical Garden say they will host a celebration of life at the garden for Raven, but haven't yet shared details of the event. Artist and educator Carmen Colangelo is retiring this month after 20 years as the founding dean of Washington University's Sam Fox School of Visual Arts and Design. As an innovative printmaker, Colangelo mixes media and combines old and new techniques. A survey show of his work is now on view at the Bruno David Gallery in Clayton. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin asked Colangelo how he uses new tools like AI without letting the technology overwhelm his own voice.
The merging of the old and the new constantly is what I think is so beautiful about art making in general, and printmaking has a lot of that embedded in it.
Is there an important distinction to make between using, say, a computer as a tool to execute the process you had in mind already versus the technology almost becoming the medium and leading you to a different result than you would have had?
Right, right. You know, the argument always around the issue of whether it's a tool or it's something else is an interesting one. It's sort of been a seminal part of my career. In my career, that first half, really, I was still making stone lithographs, drawing on stone, very traditional process of the 19th century, and a woodcut, and those were all combined with digital.
Carmen, when you're using generative AI creating artwork, this isn't someone who is pressing a button and getting an image for a poster instead of hiring an artist, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
You are an artist who is using that as one of the things in your on your palette.
Yeah, and I'm questioning it from the very beginning. Like, what does this mean? Like, when the language-based models came out, I just started to put the names of plants and my phone and send it to, directly to Midjourney so I could see.
Midjourney?
Midjourney is one of the programs that I use for AI generated images, and it's very good at rendering. When I got Midjourney, like, beautiful. They were just beautiful, like seductively beautiful. I thought, that's no good.
Why was that a problem?
I could tell right away it didn't have any soul to it. You know, it just was an image. You know, it didn't have a meaning. It didn't have a reason to be in the world. It just was now all of a sudden you could generate fantastical, hallucinatory images fast, but didn't have my hand or didn't have anything to do with me unless I did something with it that I was familiar with in my own processes, which is usually to translate it into something else, another object or another thing, which in that process you're essentially mediating, you know, you're mediating the image. Now it's like other things that I use, like I use scraps of models in architecture. They make models and they throw the negative shape, discarded plates, and I started making prints from them. That a lot of those are in the show, and I give them another life. So in a way, it's just like another material. It's not necessarily the end in itself. It doesn't feel complete or meaningful unless it's translated into some thing. And plus, I also think there needs to be space between the time that these new things come out and to think about it. And it's okay to show the first ones, but we're really probably not good, you know? Like, they're probably just like the first Photoshop images were not good.
And as a viewer, you don't have to be an expert or a critic to know how a piece of art makes you feel and how you're responding to
right,
it.
Right, right.
And the chances are that that first beautiful image that you got, if you were to just put that on a wall and say, gallery's open, folks, people are not going to have an emotional response to that because it wasn't coming from a personal place. It didn't have a personal meaning behind it.
I think you're absolutely right. People bring their own ideas to the work, like even in the things that I'm showing. Some of them are very abstract and maybe very obtuse if you're thinking you're trying to find meaning, but if you're trying to find joy or celebration or something different, you're probably going to get that. Printmaking's kind of magical.
That was artist and professor Carmen Colangelo speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin. The conversation was edited by our Brian Moline. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway.